This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position, but certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely. He walks away and he's moving his arms and his legs as he walks away. Seems to be something that is really ongoing. Someone who has a Parkinsonian-like condition, for example, whose medications are wearing off or something like that.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office has announced plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The announcement follows a request by the Alabama Attorney General and several other lawmakers who expressed outrage after the Biden administration scrapped the plans to relocate the headquarters to Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. The Alabama delegation claims the decision by Biden was purely political. Federal vehicle regulators are demanding data about a secret feature in Tesla cars called Elon Mode. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it allows for autopilot features without having to keep their hands on the steering wheel. Thanks for listening as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the remnants of Hurricane Idalia are pushing offshore along the Carolinas, she created problems in Georgia after making landfall along Florida's Big Bend on the Gulf Coast yesterday morning.
There were over 192,000 customers without power in Georgia. The National Hurricane Center says it'll continue to move across southeastern Georgia through this evening. Idalia made landfall this morning as a Category 3, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Meanwhile, in Florida, more than 280,000 customers are still without power after Hurricane Idalia passed through the state. I'm Dave Collins.
The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond.
Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday, where he faced a number of charges.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Monday's deadly shooting at the school triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Ziji Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor. I'm John Schaefer.
American Airlines flight attendants are authorizing a strike. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a work stoppage and plans to demonstrate at 12 airports. The union says members have been asking the airline for better pay for years. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you for joining in to be part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We got enough problems out there. So, thank you for being with us. Grover Norquist is with us. He is the Tax Reform, Americans for Tax Reform president. Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I am doing well. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you here. You're fresh back from the first GOP debate. You were right there in the arena hearing what's going on. And I agree with you. I believe the candidates, you know, and it's tough because you're on stage like that and you're, you know, going along with the questions and the agenda that Fox News had. But what about the agenda of the American people and even the GOP? What should have been their mission? You know, coming off of that stage, they should have had this sense that, hey, we had an objective here, and yes, everybody had a chance. You know, everybody got their, you know, 10, 11, 12 minutes of time to talk, or most of them did. Some obviously a little bit less, but by and large, they should have come away with saying, hey, we did set this thing up in such a way, because the most important thing, and you're spot on this, Grover, the most important thing is that conservatives need to take control of the government. That means we've got to get Joe Biden and these progressives out of here because they're killing this country. That's the most important thing that should be addressed, right?
Yes. The Fox News reporters asked questions that interested them, which the audience for a debate for the Republican candidates for the nomination of the presidency are Republicans who are going to vote so that they can be informed to pick the best Republican to go up against Joe Biden or whoever the Central Committee picks if they decide they don't like Joe Biden anymore in the Democrat Party. There was very little focus on how would you get to the presidency. Some of those people on stage had very interesting life stories, but I really wanted to hear their theory of the universe about how somebody, I mean, I think he's a great guy. You know, he's governor of North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very small state. How do you run for president? What's the, you know, make the case how you get from here to there. Mm-hmm. And he has some of his own money. That would be nice to know. And, you know, mm-hmm. he has a very good history of things he did in North Dakota. Okay. That would be good to know. Instead, we got strictly issues of interest to the liberals, generally. Mm-hmm. Global warming with a little kid asking an uninformed question, what was that all about? As opposed to how does this affect jobs and our ability to compete in the world. So, and the other one is, as you pointed out, it's not just enough to beat Joe Biden. We need a Republican House and Senate. the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, we got a lot done. You had a Republican House, you had a Republican Senate. Didn't get everything we wanted done because we only had a 52-vote margin in the Senate, which meant all you had to have is three people have their own personal reasons why they didn't want to go along with something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be some big ideological conflict. It can be I'm mad about some appropriations.
Exactly. Or, yeah. Like John McCain, for example, one guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One guy.
We would have
messes Obamacare.
We could have ended Obamacare and moved all Medicaid spending out to the states so the 50 states could compete to provide the best care at the lowest cost, find out how to reduce fraud, how to take different approaches. And then as some states did better, other states could follow them. Or some states mm-hmm. did poorly, they could go, oh, don't do that.
Right.
That would have been a huge win. One guy switched it, which was McCain.
Exactly.
And the way to fix that is you're never going to remove all McCain's. People are just self-absorbed and mm-hmm. don't pay attention to the rest of what's going on. But what you do need is enough Republicans so that when those people like McCain wander off the field, you still have players on the field to win. And
exactly.
So tell me, how are you going to help elect Republicans? And too many presidents, Nixon in 1972, ran around, got himself elected, flew around trying to win all 50 states. He should have stopped by some of the states that had Senate guys. I think when he got impeached, he felt it would have been, he might have spent too little time electing Republicans.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the impeachment aside, it's no fun to be president if you don't have a Senate and a House that can work with you. You can't get as much done. And I would like to hear them talk about, you know, how they're going to run a campaign that will help elect Republican senators and congressmen.
Right, exactly. You've got to get the down line. This is what's so so interesting, that you got somebody like Joe Biden, which makes the 2020 election that much more farcical. He gets 82 million votes. Where are the coat strings? You know, there should have been a blue wave with 82 million votes. And so these things don't measure up. And the other thing, too, just another sidebar statement, was that Mike Pence, I just want to say, Mike, look at you made a decision. You don't need to be spending 3 minutes asking for some sort of, corporate forgiveness because you saw things differently, you know, and that you want everybody. Well, let's have everybody here on the stage raise their hand and say that, you know, the vice president did the right thing. You know, hey, in your eyes, you did. You're the vice president. It was your choice. Okay. And but everybody still has an opinion. And this is also why your polling numbers and why you will really not be a viable candidate. And you probably will not be of any consequence in anything that has to do with the Republican Party and politics, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I mean, people are on stage for different reasons. Some are, mm-hmm. are dealing with ancient grievances. Some are introducing themselves to the country in a way that they think that maybe someday they could be in the cabinet or be vice president or run for president later. Mm-hmm. You know, a number of people ran for president more than once before they got the nomination, Romney.
Sure.
So, there are bunches of reasons for being there, and it's fine to have them, but they do need to make the case as to how and why they could lead the entire Republican Party. Because that's what you're doing. You're not just being president. You're asking to run the Republican Party, which has governors and state legislators. And it does matter that we have that. If you want to win elections in the future, you need to win state legislative races so you can help protect against Democrat efforts to gerrymandered redistricting.
Exactly. You're totally spot on here. And that there is but even in that, there is that core aspect and the mission that Republicans must have before them, and that is you must take over this government. And it's not going to be easy because it's not just the Democratic Party that you're fighting against. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the deep state when we come back. We'll take a look at that as well, because no doubt that is a nefarious force that is well entrenched and in control of the levers of government. Some say even more so than the Democratic Party or even Joe Biden himself. We've got more from Grover Norquist after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
To hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Grover Norquist. He is the Americans for Tax Reform president. You know, before we went to break, we were talking about the deep state, and I've referred to it as the fourth branch of government. We had one of our guests actually bifurcate the deep state into three sub-states. or sub-branches and said that we actually have six branches of government in operation right now. And he said that one of the aspects of the deep state is you have the administrative state. The second layer is the intelligence and the FBI as a category and a branch of government. And then you have NGOs. And that seemed to make sense to me, Grover. And these are this is all part of the reality that we're dealing with. It's not just the Democratic Party, but you can't even begin to deal with that unless you're in power. And this is what Donald Trump showed us in his, 4 years as president of the United States. Because before Donald Trump, nobody talked about the deep state. Nobody realized how nefarious the administrative state was. And, of course, it raised its ugly head real quick. Remember on the first impeachment, just because he made a phone call and says, I am the chief executive officer and this is the way things are supposed to be running. And the administrative state, they threw a hissy fit and they turned in, they turned what should have been like a human resource issue into an impeachment of the president of the United States. How insane is that?
Well, if you haven't read the Constitution and taken it seriously, you can make up all sorts of rules, but the rules are there and they're in the Constitution. Actually, the deep state in the 1970s and 80s was a comment of the left, which didn't like the FBI, the CIA, and intelligence agencies. That's what they referred to as the deep state. Now the left considers discussions of deep state to be a sign of hysteria or, people being completely unreasonable. There is no deep state. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what Jerry Nadler says, right? There's no deep state. Okay. All right. We'll pretend.
So, they're pretending not to understand what the term means, but it means a bureaucracy independent of the control of the executive branch, independent of the judiciary, independent of Congress. And it's designed by people who want the government to be bigger and to make more decisions about your life, because Congress can't make a lot of decisions about your life, but get hundreds of bureaucracies out there making decisions every week, every month, every year. They can micromanage. They can tell you
exactly.
Oh, little things like, how your shower head's supposed to function.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
How many beers are you supposed to drink per week, right? I mean, it's coming down to that.
Yes. And they keep changing that number because it's not a knowable number. And there's no government monopoly on knowing how much sugar you're supposed to have or not have. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather have five different universities come up with their theory and share it and argue it and make the case, and people can decide who to listen to. Why have one government monopoly that's supposedly right, except when they change it every once in a while, then they're right again, like something out of 1984.
Exactly. This is so absurd. But this is how it's come, because meanwhile, every time they come up with these little research projects of theirs, it ends up costing us another million here, another million there, and the former senator was famous for saying, before you know it, you're talking billions and lots of money, right?
Well, and there are a couple of quick things. It's very helpful now that we have six people on the Supreme Court who've actually read the Constitution all the way through. And it means we can go to the Constitution more often rather than, just to public opinion. And one of the questions you have is, where does the Food and Drug Administration show up in the Constitution? How do you explain that? There is no deep state. There is no bureaucracy in the Constitution, independent of the presidency, right?
Right.
I mean, the president could have as many cabinet officers as he wants, as long as he's allowed to tell them what to do. But there's nothing that says you can set up some department that is independent of the Democratic House, democratically elected House and Senate, and the presidency. So I think a lot of this stuff can really be pared back with a couple of Supreme Court decisions, and we expect two or three of them next year. Mm-hmm. One of them is getting rid of something called Chevron deference, the case dealing with Chevron, the oil company, years ago. And there the government the Supreme Court said, you know what, if a bureaucracy agency makes up a new definition of a word, they can, if they want to. They can define what the words mean in the law. Usually, courts would determine what the law says, right? Or the congressmen and senators would say, were we unclear? Well, we passed the law. We'll rewrite it. And instead, they write it unclearly, congressmen and senators, on purpose so that a bureaucracy can, one, make any decision it wants, and two, get blamed. Remember, OSHA used to go and bother small businessmen all the time? And congressmen and senators go, oh, how awful OSHA is. I'm sorry. You created it, congressman.
Exactly.
And you gave it these powers, and then you want to pretend that's not you.
Yeah, it's the tradition of the Beltway. I don't want accountability. I'm going to escape responsibility. But meanwhile, you're going to still pay me a lot of money. And along the way, if I, because I'm so brilliant, if I make a couple extra bucks on the side and I got a side hustle here, leveraging my position in government, you know, so what? You know, time and again, we have too many people, supposedly servants of the people, who come in and their net worth is X and they leave and their net worth is 100X. You know, how does that happen? On a $170,000 a year salary, living in one of the most expensive zip codes in the country. You've got so many of these congressmen, Grover, as you know, who complain, say, look at, you know, I either have to have a roommate or I can't afford to, have dual residence. I'm really, grinding it out here as a freshman congressman if they're not already, financially healed in order to deal with the additional expense. But yet somehow along the way they're able to, leverage their situation because this is what everybody's used to. And you may go into it and you see it and you go, wow, that's not all that ethical or moral. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it, but, oh, well, that's what Nancy Pelosi does. That's what Mitch McConnell does. That's what everybody, I guess that must be okay, right?
The more transparency we have, the better off we are. The smaller the government is, the less opportunity for corruption. The reason why Hunter Biden could sell influence is that his father had influence on so many different things.
Yeah.
If we reduce the power of the government, people will pay less to influence it. And that means you have less corruption. Smaller governments are less corrupt.
Right.
Bigger governments are more corrupt.
And our founding fathers understood that, Grover, right? I mean, that's why they designed the Constitution, the manner in which they did and what their intent is. And what we've developed here in this, professional class of elected elites is an anathema to the substance and the effectiveness of what our founding fathers had envisioned, right?
Yeah, we'll get there. It's going to take a couple of elections, but with a competent Supreme Court and a better House and Senate president, I think that we can tame the runaway deep state.
But it goes back to what you first started with, Grover, and that is we got to be focused on the mission at hand of what are we trying to accomplish here. You know, we the people must have a consistent vision to get this country back on track. We got to quit complaining about it. We've got to start doing something about it. And we got to ask ourselves with every move and every, even down to who you elect, is it advancing the cause or is it taking away, right?
Absolutely. And when you nominate them, can they win? Can they win?
You brought up a great point, Grover Norquist. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the American for Tax Reform President.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment,
everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position. But certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, back to school season is here. Whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is a transition period for students. Late nights and sleeping in, is going to give way to early morning alarms, structured schedule, and daily activities. You know the drill. Well, this is the perfect time of year to set new guidelines for social media use. Parents can support their kids by encouraging them to use social media in a positive, supportive way, while also setting appropriate boundaries on the amount of time they spend and the content they see. And here to help us out with that is Dana Geldwer. She's the head of global policy programs at Instagram. Dana, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, this has been a challenge, hasn't it? Parents setting guidelines. How do we utilize this incredible technology in a way that is win-win for all concerned, right?
It's a great question, and it's why I'm here to talk to you today. We know that back-to-school time is a really ideal moment for parents and teens to have conversations around online safety and also screen time management. So we have a number of tools for Meta that'll allow families to do exactly that. And one of the ones that's most important for all parents to know about is parental supervision. We have these tools on Instagram, and they let parents set daily limits for their teens and their usage of our app. They can also schedule break reminders for their teen. So say you don't want your teen to have access to Instagram during the school day or at nighttime when they need to be resting. This is something parents can do and set through parental supervision.
Well, Dana, the thing I hear from parents all the time is, Bill, all that's fine and well, but it's tough to get buy-in. And, of course, the kids have become so territorial about their, social media tech that they really, it's almost like you got to be real careful on how you approach this because,
And I understand, you know, parents don't want to just sit there and all of a sudden throw down a heavy hammer on everything because, you know, the kids have gotten kind of used to having their way and freedoms with technology. And at this point, you know, it's tough for parents to say, OK, how do I begin to institute some controls that are beneficial and how do I get buy-in? And Dana, you've had a lot of experience in, you know, talking with other parents who have, you know, have fought this battle and have had some good success. So what would you recommend?
You're not wrong. It can be really challenging to have these conversations with your kids. And one of the most important things to remember when having those conversations with your teen is that your teen can find a lot of value from these platforms. It's a space where they can express themselves. They're connecting with their friends. They're finding entertainment. They're discovering new interests. And so oftentimes it's hard when the conversation can feel combative. You know, when we talk with a lot of experts, nonprofit organizations that we work with, mental health leaders, they often tell us that the most important thing when starting these conversations is to start from a place of understanding. Listening to your teen, understanding why they love the platform that much. And then that's where you can find an entryway to talk about some of these tools and resources for creating some additional boundaries. You know, how much time are you spending on the app? Is it too much? Would you like to limit it a little bit? Are there interactions that aren't giving you joy? Let's talk about hidden words. Let's talk about restrict. Let's talk about all of these tools that can give you more control and more power over your experience.
And I think some parents will be surprised, Dana, that, you know, their kids aren't that that ignorant. I mean, they have embraced this tool for a number of years. And just like you touched on, they have found areas of interest, of education, where they've been able to expand their interest, which is very positive. And I think that might be a lead-in for some parents because they're coming in a sense, kind of behind the curve. Their kids have been down the road, you know, for a number of years. And all of a sudden, parents are realizing, whoa, you know, kids are spending too much time and, you know, on their cell phones and in front of screens and all that. And all that may not be bad. So let's find out where the good is, like you said. Where are the positive takeaways? And I think parents will be surprised that their kids are a lot smarter and maybe a little bit more vigilant and understanding of what, you know, what's good and what's bad. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. You sound exactly like a lot of the experts we speak to when we craft some of our conversation guides for parents. You know, a lot of them say, share a little bit about your social media experience and what you love, what you like to follow, why you generate a lot of value and joy from it. And that'll create a safe space for your teen to do the same. And then you can talk about the stuff that doesn't feel as good for you. If you feel like you're scrolling too much, tell them about take a break. That'll interrupt that experience when they've been scrolling for 10, 20, 30, how much time you set it for. And that'll actually be a full screen notification for your teen that tells them they've spent that much time continuously scrolling and encourages them to put their phone down, take a break, get off the app.
And I think that some parents can relate to it because I'll tell you, Dana, I find myself sometimes you get sucked into this. And I don't have... 30 minutes to give away, you know, doing a national radio show and a TV show. I don't have that time, you know, to give away like that. And sometimes I'll find myself and go, oh my God, I cannot believe I've been engaged with this thing for about 45 minutes and it's pure amusement. Maybe I need a little bit of break or something, but still, you know, you've got to place some value on that time. And I find myself, you know, I guess in that sense, being relatable to the kids to say, look, I'm an adult. And this is, if I can get caught up in this, then, you know, how about you? Maybe you can tell me, have there been times when, you know, you found yourself thinking, gosh, you know, I could have invested that time maybe a little bit wiser.
I think everyone should consider using these time management tools. We think about how to structure our days in almost every aspect of our lives, and we should be thinking about how we structure our time online. Again, there is so much joy that you can find by scrolling through social media, by sharing your voice, expressing yourself creatively, connecting with friends and family. But if there is a moment where you're maybe not getting as much joy from that, that should be a signal to you that maybe we should start to draw some boundaries around that. It actually sounds like, Bill, you might like to use one of our newer tools, which is called Quiet Mode.
Yes.
We launched Quiet Mode to really give teens and everyone, you included, the opportunity to really focus when they need to most. So the way that it works is you set the hours for when you want to be quiet, and you will not receive any notifications during that time. But beyond that, whenever someone DMs you during Quiet Mode, an auto reply will be sent from your account, letting them know that you're not available and you are not online.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Just like when you're driving, right? You've got those notices that go out to people that I'm driving and I can't take a phone call right now. So those kind of parameters, that's great. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Dana. I want to make the most of it. Again, you know, to remind people how to involve parental supervision, these features on Instagram, pretty easy, right, to do?
It is. Parents around the world, they can visit familycenter.meta.com. That's where they can access all of our parental supervision tools, not just for Instagram, which we've been talking about, but also for Messenger and for Quest devices. And I talked about some of the time management features that are available to parents through parental supervision, but there's a lot more there. They can review the privacy and safety settings that their teen has set up and use that as an entry point to potentially talk with them about changing some of those settings. They can also see who their teen is following and get updates when they follow someone new. And perhaps most importantly, they can see when their teen has blocked or reported something.
Right. That's great. And the restrict feature, I like that. I like that that's available as well. We got 30 seconds left. You can address restrict real quick and then tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. Restrict is a great tool for preventing bullying behaviors on your account. When it's enabled, your person who you've restricted, they can still comment on your account as normal, but that comment is visible only to the person that you've restricted.
You're awesome. Thank you so much. She's the head of Global Policy Programs at Instagram. Dana Geltwert has been with us. Thank you, Dana. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max, with savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents. Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. With us right now, my good friend, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, the one and only Dr. Ted Baer joins us. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, when I talk to you, my life gets better.
Well, that's very kind of you.
In the world, you bring joy into the room. So that's who is she?
Bless your heart. Well, I'll tell you, I got to tell you this. You know, that reminds me of my old mentor when I was working in L.A. radio, Chuck Bloor. You may remember that name.
Yep.
A genius program director. And what he used to say to us before we got on the air, he said, your number one job is to elicit a positive emotional response. In other words, you do what God tells you to do. You know, he blesses you so you can go be a blessing, right?
Have you been on the Oprah show? Because she's angry. Okay, we'll leave that alone.
Well, so that's what it's all about for me. So, it's just been part of, it made so much sense for me when he broke it down like that. Because I always had kind of a little bit of, an attitude of, you know, it's entertainment and you had to be up and all this sort of thing. I can't even tell you how many times, you know, bless my wife's heart. You know, I would leave the home and she'd be upset and then she'd hear me on the radio and she'd, we were just arguing. How can you be so positive? I said, well, because I'm not home arguing with you, honey.
You're so mean. Well, this is terrible. I don't want to talk about this.
It's probably why so often I came home and the locks were changed. What do you think? She's such a kidder, I got to tell you. Hey, I know. Bless your heart. Thank you. Keep me out of trouble. Let's talk about Camp Hideout.
Well, Camp Hideout is about a boy who's just committed a robbery. The judge sentences. Now, you know, it's a good movie. It's 4 stars. But I don't know how many judges in our day and age would sentence a young boy named Noah to a Christian summer because they don't like Christians. And I used to the U.S. Attorney's Office. But anyway, he's sentenced to a Christian summer camp. He actually didn't give the device that he stole to the 2 other crooks, so they're looking for him. He doesn't like anybody at the camp. Nobody likes him. But eventually he has to join forces with the people in the camp. It's funny. It's very well made. It's enjoyable. But, of course, it's about repenting of stealing and lying and It reminds me that once upon a time, I was speaking on Focus on the Family when Jim Dobson was there, who was a friend of mine and who's going through medical issues. And
well, he and his wife are having an anniversary, aren't they?
A radio program, a woman called in and said, "This is terrible because the young boy in the Dobson program, you know, the drama that they had, lied." And I said, "You don't understand drama. If he doesn't lie, then he can't learn why it's wrong to lie. Drama has to start out with a problem to end up with a solution." She wasn't satisfied. This is terrible. Jim Dobson did the unforgivable. So any drama for anybody listening out there has to have a crisis before you can have a conclusion.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get all these softy, mushy kids that we have today that are afraid of boo-boos. And they get, they're so used to performance trophies, and they're all entitled. See, that's what happens. If you screw up the whole drama formula, we end up messing up our kids along the way. Short answer. Yeah? Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Well, did I? Oh, good. Good. Thank you. Okay. Well, anyway, so this young man, and this movie's fun because you get, you know, Christopher Lloyd in there. So kind of a little Back to the Future, little suit and nuance there. You've got the comedic shtick a la Home Alone, which is all kinds of good
the
fun.
The part about it, he learns not to lie. He learns not to steal.
Yes.
His life is turned around at the Christian camp. There's a lot of Christianity. It doesn't mention Jesus. Actually, one of the producers is a friend of mine, so I don't want to be too critical.
Well, I thought the one, you know, resident pastor, you know, had mentioned Jesus. Excuse me, because I remember there was a prayer and there was a clear omission of Jesus. You know, talked about God, and then I said, "Oh, okay, it's going to be one of those movies." But then later on, they mentioned Jesus a couple of times. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but anyway, as I recall, because I'm like,
you should have reviewed the movie for us, Bill.
Well, you know, no. Hey, this is teamwork. This is how it works between me and you, because you see certain things, I see certain things, and this is good. Like you said, the takeaway, not only for this young man, was for the kids in the audience. I mean, that's what you want to do with a movie like that, is engage everybody, right?
Yeah, I think Tom reviewed it, so I'll have to let him go after 25 years.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. It's only one man's opinion here, you know, so forgive me, you know. But so anyway, that's Camp Hideout, 4 stars, highly recommended. Check it out. Great for the family. And, I think it's a great conversation. It's, huh?
Well, you know, you saw it, and I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm moving on to Golda, by the way.
Yeah, I want to talk about Golda.
Are you as old as
I am? Go ahead. Yes, exactly. We're contemporaries. Yeah, I'm just right behind you.
I was in Israel right after the Six Days War. I was in Israel right after the Yom Kippur War.
Wow.
You know, it's sort of a weird thing. I wasn't a Christian until 1975, so Yom Kippur War that they talk about is 1973. But Golda Meir was an incredible prime minister, incredible woman, and such strength of character. And to have Helen Mirren play her, and she does a wonderful job. And as you may know, Helen Mirren is not English. She's Russian, and she's Jewish, and she does a terrific job as Golda Meir, who was one of the great women.
What an actor, exactly. Ben, well, you know, for you to be there right after the Six-Day War, I mean, you come in and you are giving, you know, eyewitness to a miracle, the Six-Day War, Ted.
Well, I know why it happened. You may not know, but I know why it happened, but that's not what the movie's about. Do you know why Israel won in the Six-Day War?
Because of God.
They have really good spies, and they had the spy in the upper echelon of the Syrian and the Iraqi army. And he told them, you have to plant trees over every gun emplacement, all the artillery and all the tanks. And he told them to plant fast-growing trees, which are acacia trees. But acacia trees, when you put radar on them from a plane, light up like a Christmas light. So when they're at night, the acacia trees were lighting up, and it gave the Israelis the ability to bomb each armament and each tank that in just a couple of hours. Because even in there, I mean, it's like, what yeah. happened to the reactor? How come it slowed down? You know, they've got a very good spy network, so we don't want to say that on air. But anyway.
Well, that's okay. I think anybody that's had any experience with the IDF is aware that, you know, their capacity is just absolutely brilliant. And here they were. I mean, where were they outmanned? Something like 10 to 1 during the Six-Day War? Something like that?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
And here it is. The same thing in Yom Kippur. You've got all of... Mm-hmm. Now, people need to realize that Egypt is a gigantic country. I think it's 60... Well, maybe 40 to 60 million. And Syria is not so big, but Iraq and Syria together are very big. And here they are surrounding Israel, which is a little tiny country. And Israel defeats them. And it was actually Golda. There were people saying they weren't going to attack. Somebody leaked information that they would. And she called up 120,000 Israelis. It's very exciting. There's a little bit of caution because it does have violence and does have violence that actually occurred. So it's caution for younger children. But what a lesson in history for those of us who lived.
Without a doubt. Time. Oh, my goodness. Yes, exactly. And what a strong woman, you know, as a leader. And that, and we honor women who are there for that appointed time, you know, just like Esther, you know, she's Esther-esque in a way, in my humble opinion.
I agree.
You know, just for her leadership. A couple minutes left. You want to talk YouTube video games?
What amazes me about the YouTube video games is the amount of hours that kids are playing video games. I don't know when they do homework or anything else. I was head of a department at City University of New York, head of a department at Berkeley, and I can't believe the hundreds of thousands of hours that kids play games on YouTube. 20 million subscribers, tens of millions of views on each video. It's an addiction. I've written books about it. I just finished another book. We've got to get a hold of this. And a lot of other people now, thank God. I was writing books in terms of cognitive development therapy. We've got to help these teenagers because, you know, the Bible actually mentions entertainment a lot for those of us who are Christian. But you're not supposed to entertain yourself to death. It's within a certain limited amount of time. And if you keep... activating that part of your brain, it actually shuts down your decision-making process. It shuts down a lot. So when you see these people who are nice gamers who go off and shooting and everything else, you're dealing with people that have shut down, you know, their cognitive development. They've shut down a lot of their decision-making. They've become and they don't take, I mean, they're, you know, we publish this all the time. A lot of them say after they shoot, we didn't think they were really going to die because they've been killing people online for so long.
Yeah.
Anyway, parents, care about your children. That's the message. That's why you read the article, because you don't want your children to become addicted. A little bit, but not a lot.
Real. Or at all. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, has been with us. Dr. Ted, is always an honor. Thank you so much. God bless.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.